Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great deal of trouble about operas. Operas are enough to drive you out of your minds, because after all, you cannot do anything at all with operas. All I said was operas are very gay and operas are very wonderful, but after all, you have to understand them. You have to understand them completely. You see, now what we're going to do is we're going to do a thing that was written by Richard Wagner a good many years ago. Wagner was a man who wrote a great deal of things. He was deaf. He beat everything out on an old banged-up drum, and nobody knew what he was doing. So he wrote this wonderful thing called Davachtimrein, a Lakishan am Tahas. It's all about this wonderful big lesbian who rides up and down the valley all day and sings to the other lesbians. Her name is Brunhilde. So naturally, they call her Bruni for short, and I play the part of Brunhilde. I make the damnedest Brunhilde you've ever seen, but I play it. And as the curtains roll back, I'm standing out on this great precipice. I'm standing there, and I ain't taking one. And my father comes out of the throne room and says to me, come into the throne room, I want to talk to you. I said, I don't want to go in there. It stinks. He says, I've got to put up with it, so do you. Come in the throne room. So I go in. He says, now look, you want to get married to a man? I said, no! He says, try it. I did. It wasn't bad. That's when I discover my father's really my mother, and the whole family is a fruity piece of juice. So that's when I tear off a knocker plate and look at myself, and I sing a wonderful number here called Who Blew Out the Flame? The bitch is 60 years old. Who blew out the flame? Her pilot light ain't even lit. So that's when the curtains close with a great crash and they roll right back. You see, we have a revolving stage for this thing. And of course, the other night, the revolving stage jumped the track and tore the lady's crapper out of the wall and flung it out in the audience. And three women are standing on each other's shoulders. What the hell are we doing? I will never know. But we're going to change it just the way it should be now, and we'll take our time doing it. And as the curtains roll back, you see this great ring of fires. And around this ring of fires, I'm sitting in the cooking pot for the cold water to keep me cool, because I'm getting married by contest. The contest says, the first young man who jumped through the fire without singeing one hair on his body is the groom. And Mary, you've never seen so many faggots leaping through the breeze in your life. I'm saying, you ain't it, and you ain't it, and you ain't it. And finally, one young man jumps through, and I smell, don't smell a thing. I said, you're it. She says, you're telling me, Bessie. Oh, it's a really gay thing, see? Then we march down the hill. It's a very military wedding. The guards are all standing with their spears in the breeze, and we're trucking under them. After getting near the end of the line, I smell something. I said, you didn't win. She says, it's you. You didn't wipe the guy out of that cooking pot, you lazy sow. So as we get near the end of the line, they put a pair of midgets on the line to find out who is what. And as they put the midget on the end of the line, we get on our hands and knees, they do. And they tap the young man on the shoulder and said, you didn't win. She says, well, I tried. And you know who it is? Marilyn Monroe, shade close. Oh, it's a fruity piece of juice, but you'll go mad about it. And then we have this wonderful finale. It's an orchid finale that'll drive you out of your mind. Now, the honeymoon has already been a stinking gay affair. The nation's sparkling heiress, he a playboy millionaire. She was so vivacious, he so debonair, yet their intimate relations had fled in thin air. It's quite a blow to those who know they cannot comprehend how such a glowing romance so suddenly should end. For she's sending orchids to Alice. He's wiring roses to Fred. She informed me that attentions are really quite divine, but Alice has attributes that are much more sublime. She said, let's not be old-fashioned. We've found new thrills since we were wed. I'll send some orchids to Alice. You wire some roses to Fred. Now she asked him to go to her party. He accompanied Freddie instead. She danced with Alice beneath the mezzanine while he communed with Freddie out in their machine. Once they were so lovey-dovey, he required but one single twin bed. Now she has a game room for Alice. He has a boudoir for Fred. Now he helps Freddie with his knitting. She helped Alice build a boat. It's very confusing, they both confess. She bought a tuxedo and he bought a dress. She's really becoming quite dapper and he looks so gorgeous in red. Orchids to Alice. Roses to Fred. Now when they were leaving Europe, she says, you and Freddie stay here. Our marriage is happy, you must agree. You have your Freddy, Alice has me. It seems like we both found our sweethearts. He answered, yes. We both found our head. So I'll send the orchids to Alice. And you wired the roses to Fred.